I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Well, the polls have now closed in several states, and some results are starting to surface. Barack Obama is now projected to win in Vermont, New Jersey, and Illinois, among other states. There are some networks that are also projecting Pennsylvania to now be in the Democratic column. Meanwhile, John McCain is projected to win in South Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Now, these are just initial projections, mind you, but some of the pivotal states that have closed so far, places such as Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, seem to be too close to call at this hour. There is another big state, of course, where voters are now finished casting their ballots, and that is Florida. With me here in the studio is our reporter Jason Margolis, who was recently in Florida, a key state, 27 electoral votes there. Jason, I know your focus was on how Latino voters, especially newer arrivals to these shores, may be shaping this election. Tell us where you went briefly and what you found out that could influence the outcome in Florida.
Right. Well, I spent some time in both Miami and Central Florida, in Orlando and Tampa. Now, last election 4 years ago, George Bush did very well with Latino voters in Florida. He took the majority, but that was 4 years ago. Eduardo Gamarro has been tracking this shift towards the Democrats this election. Gamarro is a professor of Latin American politics at Florida International University, and he conducts polls through a Miami organization called New Link Research. Eduardo is on the line with us from Miami right now. And Eduardo, your most recent polls were showing Obama about 10 points ahead. Why do you think we're seeing this shift this year?
Well, I think a number of issues, primarily the economy and especially among recent arrivals in the United States. The economy seems to have taken a dramatic toll, especially in terms of employment. But also, let's understand that among Cuban American voters, for example, who have been historically Republican, there's also a segment which has been feeling really the full brunt of the economic downturn, even though Cuban Americans have largely voted on foreign policy issues. So there are a number of factors, but it seems like the economy is taking its toll seriously on Hispanics in the state as well.
Eduardo, let me jump in here with a question. When you say that the Cuban Americans specifically have been historically Republican, traditionally they're also hardliners on U.S. relations with Cuba. How has that entered in at all to their vote? I mean, if you say the economy seems to be the number one issue, what is the fact of U.S.-Cuban relations doing to their vote?
That's a very interesting question because for some reason there is about a 20% sector within the Cuban-American vote now that seems to have tired largely of, after all, 50 years of the embargo, 50 years of the same policy toward Cuba, hasn't yielded the results that were anticipated or expected. And so even among Cuban Americans, there seems to be, especially younger Cuban Americans, there seems to be this desire for change in foreign policy toward Cuba. Barack Obama's visit to Florida, in fact, was really filled with expectations and was rather well received, mainly because he changed his initial position of saying he would talk without conditions with the Castro brothers to saying that he would talk on a predetermined agenda, which incidentally does not include lifting the embargo.
Eduardo, no, I don't know if you saw in the news today that Fidel Castro made some headlines. He praised Barack Obama. He stopped short of endorsing him, but he said Obama was, I think he said, more intelligent than McCain. I know it's the 11th hour, but does this reverberate in the community of Cuban Americans?
Well, you know, the same kind of declarations have come out of President Lula from Brazil and even President Chavez of Venezuela. And those, you know, are probably not very well timed, especially for those who are basically saying that, you know, the Democratic candidate is a communist or is a socialist and so on. So by and large, it's not helping Obama among those sectors he's trying to capture. But I think it really is kind of 11th hour, as you said, it's not going to make a significant difference. Those who are seeing McCain as the candidate that reflects a hard line toward Cuba are going to remain committed, and it's not going to change the vote of those who are, in fact, really very anxious for change.
All right, Eduardo Gamarra, we're going to leave it at that. Eduardo, professor of Latin American politics at Florida International University. Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Once again, the polls have closed in Florida. Too early to tell exactly how the vote has gone there, though. Jason Margolis, thanks again for coming in tonight.
Oh, thank you.